It's week four of the CFL, and the action kicked off last night between the Bombers and the Elks, who were looking for their first win of the year. And oh, it was a good game, quite honestly. And our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson joins me now. What'd you think of that one, buddy?
All I think is the Bombers are good, Gray, and the Elks not so good. And I don't know, the big plays, Kolaris, I don't know, he just tries to strike quick as he can, big play. They're good, man.
Bombers won, 36-23. Winnipeg is now 3-0, too, so we're tied. 3-0, it all could change tomorrow at 5 o'clock when the BC Lions are in town. First and foremost, let me just play this for everyone here. Quarterback Trevor Harris, questionable. Not sure yet if he'll play, but Coach May said he was out at the close practice yesterday.
Trev was out here, man, so it was good to see him back out here doing his thing. Again, same process, though. We'll look at the tape and make the decision today.
Was he a full participant today?
Yeah, he was full, yeah.
Stay tuned. The depth chart coming out a little later on this morning. If you can't go, it's Jake Mayer. Your thoughts on quarterback, Belton?
I think Trevor's going to play. This is a big game versus a Western opponent, right? But if for some reason he were not to play, I think I'm confident in Jake Mayer. Again, I look at the O-line. The Riders got a solid O-line. They've only given up 2 sacks. So whoever should step in at quarterback, I think is going to do a great job and handle business, Greg.
Well, those BC Lions come in without Nathan Rourke, by the sounds of it. He wasn't practicing again too hard yesterday. So Mazzoli and Bryce split the first team reps. Does that matter at all?
Well, and that's the thing about the BC Lions. You know, Mazzoli, he has experience and everything. And let's face it, Greg, the Rider defense, they've given up big plays, right? You know, a big play for me is 20-plus yards, against the Rider secondary. And Riders they've played some close games here. So the BC Lions, I think whoever comes in quarterback, they'll probably do a decent job, I think. But Rourke is the one that always scares me with his arm and everything. But I still get an edge to the Riders here, Greg.
Okay, you are. So a big edge, or are we going to be 4-0 at the end of Saturday evening?
I'm thinking 4-0. Big edge, I'm not sure, just based on the last 3 games, to be honest with you.
Okay, but you are calling for victory. I'll take that, at least. I can't let you go without discussing Brittany Cafe. One of our reporters was talking about team superstitions among players, and she heard from Coach Corey Mace. He's not really superstitious, but he likes a breakfast.
Something with syrup, you know, whether it's French toast or pancake. I need a little bit of sweet and I need a little bit of savory. I'm always got to hit that, and it makes me walk away happy, feeling good to start the day.
Now, I can't help but think in your day, eating was a part of your superstitions, or was it?
It wasn't, Greg. I never ate a big breakfast at all. Playing, it was I always ate a light meal, just wanted to empty the tank, if you will, during the game, right? But I will say, if I had a superstitious, it was wrapping my fingers just to keep them from jamming and everything. Like, it was every game week, get in, took the time to wrap each individual finger. I don't know if that's a superstitious or not, but it was just something I did.
Well, Belton, that explains your soft hands. That explains your soft hands. Whenever I shake your hand, they're so soft, and your cuticles are always pushed back. Oh, man, I love it. Now it all makes sense. Belton Johnson calling for the Rider victory. Do you want to get a score, or you stayed away from that?
I got the Riders winning 35-28, Greg.
Belton Johnson. Can't wait to hear you in the pregame show or the postgame show. That'll, of course, start at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow on the Green Zone. Thanks, Belton. Have a good weekend.
Have a good one, Greg.
Well, yesterday afternoon, around 4 o'clock, I looked up at the man. It is getting darker and darker. And over Regina, I thought we're going to get quite a storm here, but it seemed to skirt around us. There was a severe thunderstorm warning issued. Ogama in that area had a tornado warning, but I haven't seen anything on social media with pictures yet of any twisters that may have been spotted or touched down there. But in Lumsden, a whole different story. My friend Meredith Schmidt shared this video with me. I just put it on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page for you. And Meredith is on the phone with me now. And this is what it sounded like from in your vehicle. Can you hear me, Meredith? This is from inside your car yesterday.
Yesterday, Greg. Absolutely nuts.
How did you take it? Because that was like a golf ball size hail. Greg in Lumsden just sent me photos on my text line at 1-877-300-7275. He's holding them in his hand. They're golf ball size. Your vehicle must have taken a hit. His did.
Yeah. It was absolutely crazy. I mean, I work in Lumsden, right? So I left going, I'm going to get out of this before it hits. And I couldn't even get home. And we don't live very far out of Lumsden. And the hail started coming down and I was in the middle of nowhere. I was like, I turned around just to try and find a bush to put my car under, which I think helped. Because I was out for a walk this morning and talking to some people, and a lot of people got it a lot worse than I did. But now, it was a crazy storm.
What are they talking about, like as far as damage to vehicles and then some, or what kind of conversations were you having?
Like I was just talking to a friend who's her husband has like an actual hole in his windshield of his vehicle that was outside. Another friend of ours has like a crack in the window casing on his house.
Wow.
So, like, just coming down sideways. Yeah, the roofs, like, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of insurance claims and adjusters out in Lumsden this morning.
Meredith Schmidt is my guest from Lumsden. The hail damage, you can see her video, is apparently quite severe in Lumsden. How long did that last?
I think it was going on, like, it started really small. The hail started just, like, pea size, and that was at, like, 4:20. And it wasn't over until, like, 4:30. So it was a good 10 minutes of, and, like, you know, in the middle of it, it was that really big stuff.
Wow. Okay. And do you see much damage still this morning? Tree branches, I guess, still strewing around. But anything stripped on the sides of homes, siding or anything like that?
No, didn't see anything like that. Just a lot of greenery in the road this morning. Like, all the roads have a lot of... Trees got a good cleaning out yesterday.
All right. Well, sorry to hear about the damage to your vehicle, but I appreciate you calling in this morning, Meredith.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. Have a great day.
You too. Meredith Schmidt from Lumsden. And if you have any pictures or video to share, 1-877-300-7275. The weekend is here, and we've had a lot of conversations about the Riders and Lions. You know about that tomorrow. If you're in Moose Jaw tomorrow night, they're going to actually have their fireworks tomorrow evening instead of Canada Day in advance to celebrate. Donna Fritzky from Moose Jaw Tourism Office reminds you.
The fireworks are going to be at Hamilton Flats. It will start at 10 o'clock. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We've got Paradise Fireworks from Regina coming out to do the show. And we're just really excited to be able to join with our, you know, family and friends and start the long weekend off right.
That's tomorrow night at Moose Jaw. Our fireworks, of course, Tuesday in Wascana Park. Tomorrow morning, Confederation Park, the Real District, has the annual farmer's market. It's there. There's also a big circus tent set up. It's called Paranormal Cirque. It's not your normal circus, not necessarily for little kids. You might want to check online about that one, too. And, hey, with Confederation Park before the game being the place to party, the Real District is going to be jammed. All week long, we've been talking about how school is letting out, and today it's finally freedom for students of White City, Balgonie, and Lumsden, the last day of school today. I hope you have a good last day, and report card is one that everyone will be happy to see. School out now, and a lot of people in vacation mode. If you're looking for something to do with the family, how about this? I got a Regina Red Sox ticket package here. We got some tickets. We got a bit of a Red Sox swag package. If you're interested in going, the next home game is until Canada Day. They're on the road right now, but Saskatoon Berries on Canada Day. You can get tickets for free if you text me your first and last name right now. 1-877-300-7275. I'll randomly select from all the texts someone to direct message back that they've won. Okay, so good luck to you on that. As I said, school out, lots of vacation plans now. And this is a busy time of the year for campgrounds. And Paul Johnson is Assistant Deputy Minister, Parks Division, here now to let you in on everything you need to know before you get to the campground. Welcome, Paul. Thank you for being here. Take me up north first in northern Saskatchewan. What do you want people to know about visiting northern parks?
Yeah, great question, Greg. And first thing I want people to know is that there's lots of great parks up north that weren't impacted by the fire. So if they're interested in camping, there's lots of availability in some of our northern parks. Canada Lake was certainly under threat, but survived excellent. And we've got some great campgrounds there in Canada Lake, Great Blue Heron, in LaRonge, parts of Lac LaRonge are reopening here this week. Meadow Lake. We've got lots of great options for people in the north to camp, and they are in great shape and looking beautiful.
Summer vacation season is really upon us now. Do you get the feeling now camping season really is going to start cooking?
Yeah, I really do, and the numbers bear that out. We are really on the eve of our busiest time of the year, Greg. You know, starting today, we are welcoming a lot of guests to our parks, and that includes people coming out for a day just to visit the beaches, the picnic areas, or go for a hike, but it also includes an awful lot of campers coming into our parks. So numbers look great for us. In July, we are overall across the park system 70% full, which is great news because that means we've got a lot of people coming, but there's a lot of room for more people to come and enjoy our parks. And our numbers for August, I will say there's even a lot more room in August for people to make camping reservations for the summer in parks.
Good to know. Paul Johnson, my guest from SAS Parks. How will Canada Day be celebrated in the parks?
There's an awful lot great going on, not just Canada Day, but this weekend, Saturday, Sunday as well, recognizing it's one of our busiest weekends of the year. So we've got inflatable parks up and running. The golf courses are going, the hiking, the beaches are looking great, and all kinds of programming too, educational, interpretive programming in many of our parks. We have things like the Cosmic Discovery on Saturday at the Observatory in Cypress Hills. Lots of craft clubs going on this weekend, campground games across many parks. We have Canadian Jeopardy happening, guided hikes, geocaching. There's way too much to list or go through, so I would encourage people to have a look at sasparks.com and hit the things to do button and check out what is available this weekend in your park. And then, of course, Canada Day, Greg, games, activity. We have cupcakes in many parks, so there's a parade, I understand, at Moose Mountain Provincial Park on Canada Day. So, again, check out sasparks.com and have a look at your park that you're intending to visit and see what's happening.
Yeah, I remember being at Cypress last Canada Day, and there were cupcakes, that's for sure. Paul Johnson, I must ask you, we touched kind of on the wildfires up north and the park availability there. What about fire bans? Now, the provincial fire ban has been lifted, but do some parks still go with the fire ban, or how's that looking?
Yeah, we do something a little bit different called campfire restrictions in parks, but I am very happy to say our major parks, we don't have any campfire restrictions on at the moment. So it's great news heading into the busiest time of the year from now. We do have one small recreation site near Cypress Hills that still has a campfire restriction on, but our main parks, campfire restrictions are all lifted. So people can really sit down and enjoy a good warm campfire, roast some hot dogs and marshmallows, and really enjoy that part of the camping experience. I think one of the things I want to remind people that there are strong connections between park visits and outdoor recreation and healthy living, including physical and mental health. So really encourage people to get out to a park, even if it's just for a day, go for a hike, be in nature, spend time in a park environment. Just ask everybody, be safe and respectful of their neighbours and have a great time in SAS Parks or wherever they are this weekend.
Paul Johnson, I appreciate all the tips and happy Canada Day. Hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you, Greg. Take care.
The weekend is here, and if you're looking to head to the theater, well, the big summer blockbuster opening up this weekend is Brad Pitt in F1.
Listen, let's get this straight. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
The only question here is, why does Sonny Hayes come back to F1?
I think it's really wonderful that Apex are giving second chances to the elderly.
It's all right. You just wait, I'm quicker than you.
Brad Pitt is a washed-up Formula One driver, coaxed out of retirement to mentor a rookie driver. It's out of the Cramer IMAX Theater. It was shot entirely in IMAX, so it must look amazing on that ginormous screen. And, of course, Brad Pitt's actually driving. Not a Formula One, a Formula Two car, but all the Formula One drivers play themselves alongside of him. Brett Buster, our resident movie critic.
Hi.
He just dropped in. Hey, come on in here.
Hello.
You saw this movie last night.
I did. I didn't see it in IMAX, but I saw it at the Landmark. And yeah, this movie is exceptional. It's the kind of summer blockbuster I've sort of been waiting for. It's been a lot of disappointments this summer. Not a lot of stuff has hit. And I think this will be a big one for pretty much everyone. I mean, it's just a thrilling, exhilarating action movie.
And I imagine one thing I like about when you go to the IMAX, I found that with the Mission Impossible movie, not only because of, you know, the IMAX presentation, but also the sound. It's a really loud movie trailer of F1 that I saw before Mission Impossible, the IMAX. I can only imagine, you know, Formula One, the sound alone must be pretty incredible in this movie.
Oh, yeah. The sound's crazy. I mean, I felt my seat vibrating and the music is great. It's a Hans Zimmer score, so it's very thumping. But yeah, I mean, this is what movies are all about. It's the same director as Top Gun Maverick, Joseph Kosinski. So he did a lot of the same things where they literally put you in the driver's seat. They've got GoPros on all the cars. It's great.
He talked about how Brad Pitt's actually driving.
When you see Brad's face in the movie, what you're seeing is, you know, he's acting, but he's also trying to concentrate so he doesn't go off the track. I mean, that concentration is real. But having him and Damson both willing to learn how to drive these cars and go out there in front of a crowd on Grand Prix weekend and actually drive the scenes is pretty incredible.
So it clearly has a lot of action. Does it have any heart?
Yeah, I mean, the story, I would say, is probably the weakest part. It's a bit formulaic. You can kind of see where some of the beats are going. You've seen a film like this before. I mean, we've had great racing movies like Rush. I really liked Gran Turismo from a few years ago.
Oh, like, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never seen Days of Thunder, which I assume this kind of has...
They're talking about rebooting that. Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt now.
Oh, that'd be
something. They
were
talking in London during the Formula One
premiere.
You know, premiere, and on the red carpet, they both said, well, we're kind of looking over some ideas. That would be incredible.
It. So yeah, I mean, I would say like it doesn't quite hit reach the heights of Top Gun Maverick, which like blew me away. But this is really good entertainment. Brad Pitt's a star, and I give it like a strong 9 out of 10. It's really good.
Hey, is that Megan 2.0
also
in theaters this weekend?
It also came out, yeah.
Now,
I've heard it's horrible.
Did you like the first one?
I thought it was okay.
It was creepy, and I kind of liked it, but this one looks even creepier.
Well, this one's a straight-up action comedy. It's not even in the horror realm.
The Megan is creepy.
Well, the other one is creepy, the one that she's going after. But no, apparently it's really bad. People are not really digging it.
Okay, and we got Squid Game wrapping up on Netflix. Did you watch season 3? Because this is the 4th.
This is season 3.
Oh, but wasn't it broken up in 2 parts? I don't know.
We've had season 1 and 2. Yeah, season 2, I think I finished it in 2 days. I was hooked. And so this is the final season.
So this is season 3.
Yeah, and it's all out on Netflix today, and I can't
wait
to watch it.
Were you enjoying it all the way up? Are you anticipating
this one? I'm all in, and I also didn't realize that The Bear season 4 dropped on
Wednesday. On
Wednesday,
yeah.
So I got a lot of TV to watch.
Okay, well, have a good weekend watching television.
I shall.
It's Brett Buster. He gives a thumbs up to F1.